have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Wise on Elation Radio. Listen, we're super excited to be back. I am grateful that we all celebrated Resurrection Week. I'm sure it was a blessing for each and every one of us. And what do I mean? We lived to see it. We were able to understand it was Jesus that died for our sins. He rose and he took the life and death out of the hand of the enemy. He let him know he reigns, he rules, and he's in charge. He reigns, he rules, and he's in charge. Who and what is his name? Jesus on today. So I just want to welcome you again to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. I am elated to be here today. Listen, I want you to know you are an overcomer. You are an overcomer. Take a moment to think about all of the things you've made it through this week. Think about that. You've made it through trials, tribulations, all of that, because he has a plan for you. So be excited today. You're an overcomer. If this is your first time listening to the Just For You podcast, I want to share with you what Just For You is truly all about. I thank you for listening in. We send our shout outs to all of you listening in each and every time. We're grateful for your time, grateful for you, just grateful that you took the time and the opportunity to listen in. We want to honor our visionary and CEO, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. We love you so very, very much on today, and all of our Elation family. To my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., may God bless you. I'm so excited you are with us on today. I also want to say to our guest of honor, who is he? Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and of course, our Abba Father is who we honor and worship on today. Now, let me share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategy to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Listen, I talked about it. We're talking about it. What was your resurrection weekend all about? For me, it was uplifting the Lord. It was uplifting who he is, what he's done, what he's about to do. You do know just because resurrection is over that what he did isn't over. Amen. We are living testimonies of who our Lord and Savior is. He's amazing. He is gracious. He is kind. He is loving. And on today, we're going to share an exhortation with you to encourage you the more. Maybe things have happened where your strength has been zapped, or maybe it's just a reassurance that our God is who he is and he does what he does because he loves each and every one of us. We're going to be studying today from Psalm 46. That's Psalm 46. It begins as such. God, it didn't say our moms or dads, our pastors, our leaders. It says God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. What does that mean? That means no matter what we go through, how it feels, what it looks like, the Bible says God is our refuge, a resting place, a place and a time to lean on him. And he's our strength. Whenever I don't feel as strong, I remind myself of Psalm 46 and 1. because it's only in and through him that we can be all we need to be in the time of trouble. What is, excuse me, the time of trouble? The time of trouble is when maybe there's an illness, maybe there's a broken relationship, maybe there's something that is brewing in your life that may cause you to feel there's no hope, that it won't go away, that it is long-lasting. I'm here to settle the case that the Word of God says God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. He don't leave us. He stays right there. He's right in the midst of everything that's going on in our life. But can I ask you this? Would you allow him to be, no matter what it looks like? Two, therefore will we not fear, therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. What does that mean? We're not fearful of what may take place. We're not fearful of the enemy's tactics. We're not fearful when we feel pressed. You know, today the Lord gave me an expression that blessed my soul. He said that, I read another one of our Elation family's posts. Dr. Irwin Whitlow was talking about, you want to be in ministry, but you don't want to be pressed. And the Lord quickly reminded me of a grape. In order for it to be its best self in dishes, in wine, and different things that it is associated with, it has to be squashed. An olive has to be pressed to get olive oil. And when it comes to trouble in our lives, so do we. We go through so many things that we wonder sometimes, God, is this our portion? But it is called process. And he says, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea, he wants us to know we won't be fearful. Three, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. Why do we pause? Selah means to pause. It means to pause. Listen, when we've seen these tornadoes and we've seen these floods, and we've seen where it seems like the mountains have volcanoes, the Lord is reminding us he is with us. For all the families through the tornadoes that lost their lives, he was still there. He sent legions of people to help them. Tons of people from other countries, other areas, to support and help in their distress. We don't always understand when trouble comes why it is there. But what we know is in Psalm 46, he would never lie to us about his presence or his power. Four, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. And that early, he's talking about the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Do you know every church isn't holy? Do you recognize that the buildings are just buildings? What makes church church? What makes a place a holy tabernacle? It is the presence of the Lord. We can sing songs, but if his presence isn't there, his anointing isn't there, they're just songs. We can hear preachers preach, and with a shout, and everybody's running and leaping and excited, but if the Lord isn't there, it's just a performance. How do we know when the presence of the Lord is with us, when undeniably we can't take credit for anything in motion? Why is that important? Because we will find in our lives and believe, if we're not careful, that God is with us when he is. What do you mean? Well, there's a time where we can feel as if he's with us when he's not. He only can be with us as a gentleman when we allow him in and we give him full reign and full authority over our lives, because he will not force himself in. He will not make you serve him. He will give you the option, because he loves you that much, to make an informed decision to say, I invite you in. When you hear me talk about, is he Lord of your life? I'm talking about when you said yes to the preacher, when you said, yes, I'll serve you, did you mean I'll do the work of the church? Or did you mean I'll go in the private areas of my life and give them all to you? That through this gospel, through this ability to get intimate with you, that I can find you? Or did I mean I want to sign up for the food ministry, the pantry ministry, or I want to sign up for the choir? He wants you to use your gifts, but he wants you more than your gifts. 6, the heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved, he uttered his voice, and the earth melted. There is fire in the voice of God. This is why often when the anointing comes, we feel a hot presence to indicate his presence is there. It's not about a goosebump or a chill. It's about the presence of God. See, I've learned that we can watch a lot of things, but all of those things don't indicate he's with us. It doesn't guarantee he's walking with us or talking with us or proving to us that he is. Listen, when you want to be intimate with God, nobody and nothing else matters. What do I mean? When your presence is in his presence, he's your focus. He's your thoughts. He has you in the palm of his hand. It's you and him. You can talk to him about whatever you want to talk to him. You can lean on his word. You can have a word from him, and you will find that life seems like it's in a different realm, because it's just you and him. It's nobody else distracting you. It's nobody else telling you what to do and how to do it. It's you and him. It's you saying, I love you. It's you saying, I need you. It's you saying, I repent. I need you more. I'm in the midst of trouble. A death has occurred. I need your strength. I need you to move. I need you for whatever it is in this intimate space that I have with you. Then we find ourselves walking according to the will and the word of God. What I love about him is it's personal. If he can melt the earth with his voice when he speaks, How much more power is in his presence when you're talking to him? This is why, as the body of Christ, we don't fear what man shall do to us. We don't fear the attacks of the enemy. We don't fear how we will be in a position of being scorned or hurt or betrayed, because he too, our elder brother Jesus, went through it as well. He understood Psalm 46. It was in the midst of trouble that he got ready to be offered up. He often had to talk to God in the midst of his trouble. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, if it be any other way, take this bitter cup from me. He meant, I am here suffering, and I'm your child, and I need your guidance. I need your... It was in the intimate space that he understood Psalm 46. He understood that he was going to go through immense pain for you and for I, for you and for me. He understood that there will be something greater coming out of his sacrifice, out of his pressing, out of him being squashed for the kingdom. I say that because too often when we face trouble and we face tribulations, what we should praise and we fear, and the enemy does it on purpose, because we look at things in a different light. When I was going through health issues, and I say was because I consider them gone, y'all better hear me today. And when I faced certain things the doctors would tell me, I would have to get a grip on myself. I'd have to say, nope, that's not true. Nope, that's not going to happen. Yes, I believe you, God. I believe the report of the Lord. Why? Because the odds were stacked against me. And it could have really taken root in my soul that that would be the end of my story. But God, in his grace and his mercy, gave me strength to understand there is an option. He wants me to let you know today there is an option. There's an option to every trouble we face. And our option is retreating in him and loving him and loving on him so much that the problem just goes away. Why? Because we need him in the midst of trouble. 7, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Salah. What does he mean? Ooh, that he is with us. He's with those that believe in the midst of all the turmoil we see. He's with those that have committed their lives to him and say, Abba, Father, have your way. He is with us. And the God of Jacob, he is our refuge. He's our hiding place. Whenever I feel pressured or feel like things are going a certain way, I retreat unto him. I call on his name. I shut my phones down. I shut my TVs down. And this literally is mostly every day. There's a part of me that has to commune with him to hear his voice. What do you need from me? I need you like I need to breathe. I need you like I need water. I need you. It's not an option as a believer. It's not a I get up and I do what I want to do. It's not a I'm going to go through my day. I'm going to make my 6-year plan. I'm going to, because things are subject to change. And when they change, there's a greater miracle coming. There's a greater glory that's attached to it. And I have learned that from watching him in my life, that every time he wants to show a greater glory, when the enemy thinks he's won, he shows up. He stands up for us because he is with us. Come, behold the works of the Lord. Look at your life. Look at what you've been through. Look at what he's done for you. Come and behold the works of the Lord. Look in the mirror. What has he done in your life? How has he retrieved unto you and given you strength and given you peace and given you victory in your life? I need us to look in the mirror every now and then when a bad report comes, when the enemy says the bill is way higher than your money can pay, when things seem so out of order, you couldn't put them together if you tied it together. I want you to know at that moment, he is present with you. At that moment, when the enemy tries to ruffle our feathers, he is with us. At that moment, when it seems like there is no hope, he is with us. What desolations he has made in the earth. How has he done it? Nine, he maketh war to cease unto the end of the earth. I know we look at Ukraine. I know we look at different parts of the world. I know there's trouble here, trouble there. It seems like there's no peace anywhere. Tornadoes and shootings and everywhere we turn, there seems to be trouble. And yet he says, I am with you. Can we get joy just knowing as the tears fall that he is with us? Can we understand that beyond all of the pain, all of the trouble, all of the loss, all of the things that have broken us and hurt us and pulled us and squashed us and pressed us, that he's still with us? He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Because when he's present, there's a fire that is somewhere. This is why when you see people on Facebook, they're always asking you, drop the fire, 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 fire. Because it's the presence of God. It is who he is. It is what the word just told us, that when he spoke, when he moves, when he does things the way he does, there is fire associated with it. So why would you want to minister without the presence and the fire of God? Why would you not invite him in? Why would you not call on his name? Why would you not rest in his promise when he promises he will be with you? He knows you and he knows me. He knows the one that's at the door knocking, wanting him to answer. He knows the one that says, I don't want to have nothing to do with him because my life has been torn apart. And he's still being God, waiting on them. Here's what the word tells us. Be still. And know, don't think, don't trip, don't want to know. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted amongst the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Let me read that again. Be still and know. Be still and know, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. I know when you saw the tornadoes, but did you see the angels that were coming in the midst of the storm? Did you see the help coming? Because he's God. See, we've got to see more than what the enemy allows us to see when there is trouble. We see and hear what we want to see and what we want to hear. But when we walk with the Lord, we hear his report, we understand his word, and when we don't even know his word well enough, he will appear unto us through signs and wonders to remind us he is God. This is why my heart sometimes falls apart, not understanding why was someone not served him. He is a provider. He is a father that will love on you when you have no father. He is the one that will give you what you need emotionally, physically, financially, mentally. He has it all. Why would we not serve him? Why would we not call on his name? Why would we not give him the glory due his holy name? See, I recognize that we are all in the making. When we said yes to him, most of us that have walked with the Lord a long time have found ourselves in a place where he gets the glory out of our lives. We don't beg him to take the glory. He gets it because we humbled ourselves before him to say, have your way. We never knew have your way would look like this, you fill in the blank. We never knew have your way would make us feel or go through fill in the blank. We never knew that because we said, you are who you are, and I trust your divine will, that we would see something, experience, go through, be hard-pressed, be squashed. We never understood, because when we hear about receiving the Lord, we have this beautiful presence of accepting him, accepting his will, and then we just feel as if everything is going to be all right. It is, but let me tell you, there will be some days that will not be as sunny. There will be some times when you'll have to cry out. It will be some times when trouble will appear. If it were not so, Psalm 46 would not affect us, but it does, because he is a very present help in the time of trouble. Whatever, spiritually, naturally, listen, don't get caught up in the hype. The most precious and wealthiest thing you can have is a relationship with the Lord. Not your money. I'm not saying don't deal. I'm saying don't let your money outweigh your relationship with the Lord. If you stacking thousands and hundreds of thousands and you have no prayer life, you just as poor can be. If you are out here and you're gaining properties, then I'm not saying any of that is wrong. It is the glory of God to have it. But when you put it over your relationship, your prayer life, your engagement of being able to serve others, your heart to be able to follow him, now you're poor and don't even know you're poor. You may be dressed from head to toe, but your relationship with the Lord is going to speak to how wealthy you are. Why? Because in the time of trouble, he will be with you. He will show up supernaturally, on time. He will get his glory. He will get his glory. I need to keep saying it. He will get his glory. How are you, Pastor Michelle? I'm blessed, and I'm better than highly favored. I'm walking in his goodness, humbled by his grace, fulfilling the will of him. in whatever condition my body, mind, and spirit can be in, which is, let me end that by saying, victorious through soul, I am well. How are you, my brother, my sister? Your response should be, our God reigns and is worthy to be praised. He is everything. We should always have a praise report on our tongue for the things he has done in our life. It's not predicated upon how you feel. It's not predicated upon what you see. It's not predicated upon what we read. It's not predicated when bad news comes our way. We must remember he is a very present help in the time of trouble. We must remember he makes no false promises. If he said it, my God, he's going to do it. If he promised you, he's going to fulfill it. I need you to rest in your refuge and know he is there. Rest in your refuge and know he is there. Psalm 46 concludes at 11th verse. At the 11th verse, by reminding us, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. I don't know what that may mean to you, but I take joy that I can call on him in the middle of the night. Everybody can be asleep, but it'll be me and him. And I can rest on the fact he's going to answer. See, I understand now. When grandparents used to moan and they used to cry out and they used to say things to the Lord, I was a little tight, but I can remember the intensity of the joy and the intensity of a cry for help. And they did it with grace. They did it with an assurance. And we just knew everything was going to be all right. Do you know everything is going to be all right? Because he promised he'll never leave us or forsake us. He promised he'll be with us. And he's a very present help in the time of trouble. He will speak and melt the earth. His fire will reside in, through us, and around us. He is with us. This is why we must be assured of our relationship. And this is why we ask week after week if you're in relationship with him. Because the same benefits that he gives us as believers, he offers unto you if you're unsaved when you come into the body of Christ. He's even faithful to you because he says he lets the sun shine on the just as well as the unjust. He loves you that much. But can you return the love unto him to be intimate with him, close to him, and to share all with him? When we talk about Jesus being the Lord of our lives, we're talking about Abba Father having such a relationship that you can't see your life without him. When people make a vow to get married, that's exactly what they're saying. I want him so much. I want her so much that I make a covenant before our pastor friends, whoever marries him, and the witnesses thereby. And they vow to uphold those vows because they want to be intimate and close to each other. Our relationship with the Lord should be that same way, that we be intimate with him. So I want you to think about it. I want you to take a moment now to see if you're in a relationship. And if not, we're going to pray. If you are, we're going to pray. Because it's heavy on my heart that men, women, boys, and girls know him. That they be in relationship, call his name, but be in relationship with him through his word and by his power. Will you join me as we pray that the Lord will heal, he will deliver, he will minister, he will help us. No one is exempt from prayer. It's a healing agent to help us all. Because I'm not praying to myself. I'm not praying in your name. I'm praying in the name of Jesus, honoring and acknowledging Abba Father. Let us pray. Abba Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, asking you, thanking you, praising you for who you are. The word of God says we don't know how to pray as we ought, but the Holy Spirit maketh intercessions with groanings which cannot be uttered. So, Lord, as we offer ourselves to you, as we humble ourselves to you, we give you free rein and permission to overlook our lives, to help us in areas where we're broken, to strengthen us where we're weak, to save us from any and all things not like you, to be in relationship with you. To that one crying out, what must I do to be saved? I'm asking you to enter into their mind, enter into their heart, give them an assurance that they can be a part of the body of Christ. And Father, you will teach them, you will help them, you will deliver them if they believe. I pray for the sister, the brother. I pray for myself, that we come to you and give you permission that any and all things you decide to do in our life, that we will honor you and praise you and stay close to you, because we all repent on today of every thought, every deed, things done in secret and openly that displease you. And we loose your anointing to forgive us and help us to forgive others. There have been some hurts in all of our lives that have cut us, bruised us, and maybe those things have kept us from the kingdom. I'm asking you to help us on today. And as you forgive us and we forgive others, draw us closer, that as we lie close to you, as we call on your name, we find your presence in church at that moment, that you will meet us where we are. You will be that pressing help in the time of trouble. So you've taught us to be still and know you are God. We're being still and know you are God. when we don't understand what's going on, when it looks like the odds are stacked against us, when it looks like we don't know which direction to take, will you come in, lead, guide, direct us, that we may know it's you, and give us the strength that we need to fulfill your will. Our will be done, but thy will be done. And Father, send in our lives what is needed that you may be glorified and lifted up. May the sound of our name alone in your ear bring you joy. Bring you the assurance of a people that are connected and committed. And to the one searching for the church home or the place of wisdom and knowledge they need, direct them, God. Don't let them feel alone. Don't let them feel lost. But let them feel assured that you've heard them on today. And we pray for every spoken and unspoken request. We trust you. We honor you. We thank you. I pray for our Elation Radio. I pray for Dr. Kimmy Robinson. I pray for my household. I pray for every household listening in that you will meet every need we all have because we love you and there's no one like you. Provide, make a way out of no way, show up and show out for us all, that someone will know you are very present help in the time of trouble. We ask all of this precious and holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I pray if you prayed that prayer, that you are assured that he's listening, that he's answered you, he's going to lead you, he's going to guide you, and that he's heard your cry. And I want you to know it is well. Hallelujah, it is well. Because we decree and declare it to be so. It is well. If this is your birthday month, the month of April that we're halfway through, we celebrate you. Maybe you're graduating to our own, it will soon be, Dr. Beauty Cooper. May God bless you. To the graduates of your household, God bless them. Perhaps there's no graduates, but you've gotten a new job, a new home. Maybe something else wonderful has happened for you here at Just For You and Elation Radio. We celebrate you. On the other side, there may be times when we all need prayer, and that should be each and every day. But every time we need prayer, we can call on the Lord, whether it's for the loss of a loved one. Maybe there's some financial distress. Maybe there's just direction that is needed. Whatever you stand in the need for, we know a God that is able to answer, and we are praying for you. Maybe it's not that, but there's provision that's needed. Maybe you're in lack of something, and you know you don't want to always turn. Can I help you? You don't always want to turn to family, friends, maybe even your local church because you're depending on the Lord. We thank God there are resources available to assist and to help. We want you to know don't live in lack when he's promised an outcome. We have resources that are available that we'd like to share that are for the community. the United Way, which is a national organization, but in the St. Louis area, St. Louis, Missouri area, 211. They'll connect you to an intake specialist. You share your need. They'll direct you where you need to be, and they will give you what it is that they have available. Again, that number is 211. For other areas outside St. Louis, Missouri, please check for United Way. We also in the St. Louis area have another organization called Urban League St. Louis, ULSTL.com. They're there to assist with over 60 programs to meet you where you need help. And you can contact them by going online at ULSTL.com. And they will give you all of the numbers that are associated for the need you may have. We also want to talk to you about the St. Louis County Library as SLCL.org. They have events. Of course, you can rent books, take out a movie, but bigger than that, they have community needs as well. They have after-school feedings for children that are school age, and they have their times listed for their branches. They have flow kits, which are for women that are going through that time of the month. You call them and connect with them. You can go online to get your local branch's number, and they will be able to let you know that you can pick those items up. Did you know in our St. Louis area at the St. Louis County Library that they actually have, hallelujah, the diapers for the baby? So here we have everything that we could possibly need that could help in the community through local community organizations. So please don't give up hope. Please remember to pray and seek the face of God for the needs you may have, because he's created somebody to help you. I want to also let you know that on Monday, you can hear Pastor Don and myself on Kingdom Wisdom Weekly on Facebook Live. It is our Bible study that we have. You can hear us at 8:30 p.m. That's Central Standard Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Wednesday, meet us back here on Elation Radio. There will be the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. But did you know our Elation Radio has podcasts from various podcasters, and you can hear them on mostly all of the digital platforms? You would go in, look under Elation Radio, look us up, and you'll see all the podcasts, including Just For You with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. And listen, it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we'll be there for you. So please look us up, connect with Elations, and we'll be glad to connect with you. On the fourth Friday of every month, we have our women's entity that we are inviting everyone to on Clubhouse. It's called From Ashes to Beauty, From Ashes to Beauty on Clubhouse, where they're the fourth Friday of every month. You'll hear speakers that can talk to you about the Word of God, help you in areas that you may be facing. God deals with each and every one of us differently, so we are blessed to have a culmination of women sharing the gospel under the vision of our very own Dr. Kimmy Robinson. So we invite you to be with us on the fourth Friday of every month. And listen, please, if you're not connected with us, download the app to Clubhouse and please join our group From Ashes to Beauty, that God can bless you. Hallelujah. but he can bless you and he can do great and marvelous things in your life. All right? So please join us for those dates. That's at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time on Clubhouse, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have a community announcement that you'd like for me to read, please, by all means, send it to me, Michelle Wright, at, this will be Hallelujah on Facebook. That's M-I-C-H-E-L-E. Last name is Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. I will get them and read them for the community to be aware of what you are doing. So we thank God for you and know that God has a place for you. He's going to work out some things. Hallelujah. He's going to get the glory out of your life. He's going to be able to do the exceeding abundantly above what we can think or ask in your life. All right? If you have just really accepted the Lord as your Lord and say, you please let us know. We don't want to just believe that you have received him. We want to celebrate you in what your new decision to come into the body of Christ is. So please let us know. We'll be excited to do that, all right? Now, I want you to be confirmed and assured that God is with you. He cares about you. He's going to do what he promised he would do, and he's going to do it well. So keep your head up, keep your heart up, and trust in the Lord, and he's going to show himself faithful to you. Now, thank you again for listening to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. We are looking forward, if the Lord says the same, to be with you on next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until that time, we love you. We appreciate you. And please share the message with someone that they can have hope as well. Know this, he's a very present help. God is a very present help in the time of trouble. God bless you. Until next time.
Living life on the edge of expectation. Ever since my life took on a new direction, I've been living life contrary to condemnation. Because God, you had mercy on me. You revealed your son in me. Opened my eyes and now I see. To live my life more abundantly. I'm walking by faith and not by sight, in your power and not my own might, and I live to die, so you can increase and I decrease. You're wonderful, yes you are, tremendous, yes you are, yeah, 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 exceptional, yes you are, and I see, but I see so different. you.